Okay, let's get into Yerushalmi Erevin Daf Nun Aleph, and we are on Nun Amabez by the Mishnah. We're talking about, again, separations between Chatzeros, when are they becoming one, and when do they keep their own identity. So the last Mishnah that we had done was that if there's a wall between two Chatzeros, 10 Tfachim high and 4 Tfachim wide, but now we're up to the Chritz, the ditch, where it's 10 Tfachim deep, but 4 Tfachim wide, is literal here. If you remember from the Ritva Gemara's comment and the Ritva's comment yesterday, sorry, the Meiri's comment, that wall, the wall was lavdafka, that it had to be 4 tefachim wide, but by the Chritz, it has to be 4 tefachim wide, or else you could just jump over it, that it's not called a separation. That was the Ritva's, the Meiri's comparison between the two Mishnayos. So the Mishnah says here, on Nun Amabez, here in Mesechas Erevin in the Yerushalmi, Chritz Shemen Shtei Chatzeros, if you have a ditch between 2 yards, Amok Asara V'Rachav Arba, it's 10 tefachim deep and 4 tefachim wide, Ma'arvin Shnayim V'Ein Ma'arvin Echad. So then if it's, you have this big separation, then they have to be Ma'ariv too, because you have this big Rishus in between, 10 tefachim wide, 4 tefachim deep, so it's this 10 tefachim deep, 4 tefachim wide. So it's a considered its own rishus, and therefore the chaseros are separated, and therefore they have to make their own eruv. Marvin shnayim ve'im marvin echad. Afilu malikasho tevin. Even if you fill up the ditch with straw or kash, another kind of straw, that's not mimait. It's soft, and also we assume that it's going to be removed. Assume at one point, right? It's animal fodder, so it's going to be removed. So therefore, we say that it is not mimite. Mali offer with straw rose, but if I fill the ditch with dirt or with pebbles or with rocks, then lechora that's going to stay there. And therefore, you're mevata lit ma'arvin echad ve'amarvin shnayim. So then the ditch in the middle is not considered a separation, a hefsik, and therefore you're ma'ariv one because it's, you've taken away the mechitza in the middle. Says the Gemara. Hateven, the Mishnah says straight, Tevin is not mimite. Doesn't make any type of distinctions within Tevin. So we assume, the way that the Karbonaida and others explain this, and the Pnei Moshe, the fact that it didn't say any chilukim, it must be that Tevin is never mimite, unless the person says explicitly, I will never take this away, and I want to be mevatel it there. But that you can't argue with. If somebody says, I'm mevatel it there. But other than that, the Mishnah didn't give any chilukim, meaning what if I kind of have in mind, I'm not planning to take it. I'm not planning to remove it. Mistama, that's not good enough, because the Mishnah doesn't make any distinctions. The Mishnah just says, Tevin is not mimait. That's what the Pnei Moshe says. Pnei Moshe right here on the first one on the Gemara. Chomer, demididayek hashas, midolom achalik b'mastisan ela bein Tevin la'afar. The Mishnah's only distinction is between Tevin and Afar. V'lo machalik b'tevin gufe. It's not machalik within Tevin, what your kavana is. So it must be that Tevin is never good enough to be mimite. Again, unless, skip a line, since the Mishnah is not mechalik, it must be that the Mishnah, the author of the Mishnah holds, if you put tevin there, you don't have in mind to take it, you're just planning to leave it there. Maybe one day I'll make it permanent, but I have no plans to take it. That's not good enough. Lo bat bitel achi vatlenu beferish. Until you're mevatel it beferish, it is not called a bittel. So now the Gemara says, back to the Gemara, Hateven levatel lo bittel. Tevin that you just had in mind to be mevatel, it must not be bittel, masnisa delok Rabbi Yossi, and that would be against Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Yossi writes in the Tosefta in Meseches, Ahalos. Ahalos is also important to have areas. Again, here we're talking about the area between the Chatzeros, but by Ahalos, Ahalos is Dindaraisa. Right here we're talking about Chatzeros, and a Dindarabana, and an area of Chatzeros, you consider one or not. But maybe the din d'oraisa that is patterned after is ahalos. As we know, if there's a dead body, then the dead body is matami in three ways, right? Touching, carrying, or ohel. Ohel meaning the dead body is above a person, or a person is above the dead body. But also if the dead body is in a house, everything in the house, right? The tumas mace goes through everything in the house. As long as there is an ohel, as long as there is enough space for the tumas, so to speak, to be to expand. If there isn't enough space, so then the tumah just goes straight. It's not, two things. Number one, if it's in a house, it's within the house and it doesn't go outside the house, right? Because it's within the ohel. The tumah soul. If somebody's standing on the roof, they're not going to be tumah. But if there is no halachic ohel over, let's say at a coffin. Coffin, there's generally often not so much space between the body and the top of the coffin. So there's no ohel there, that the tumah is bokeh v'ola al rakia, that it goes straight up. It's not held within the ohel, and it goes straight up and it'll go to the sides. It doesn't go to the sides. So it's important. So in Hilchas Tumas Ohel, it's important to know, is the mace within a structure that's called an ohel or not? So that's what the context of Rabbi Yossi is. Rabbi Yossi says there, Masisa de lo Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi Amar, Tevin Abila Mavuta, because Rabbi Yossi says in the Tosefta that if you put Tevin in a space and you have no plans to remove the Tevin, that's good enough to ruin your ohel. To ruin your oil. But our Mishnah sounds like that's not good enough. So day number one, sounds like our Mishnah is against that shita of Rabbi Yossi. And the Gemara says, maybe not. Rabbi Yossi barbun b'shem Rav Chisda, divrei hakol hi. It could be, no, our Mishnah is divrei hakol, it's going to everybody, even Rabbi Yossi. Why? Talking about two different things. Umadim ha Rabbi Yossi, when did Rabbi Yossi say that it's not an automatic? When did Rabbi Yossi say it isn't automatic? That if you have no plans to remove it, so then, you know, it's mema'it. Bishabil lo ba'afar, if it was mixed in with dirt. If you have straw and dirt mixed together, it's not good for anything. It's not good for animal fodder because it's not just plain straw, and it's not good for cement because it's not plain dirt. So you just leave it there. So bishabil lo ba'afar, that's where Rabbi Yossi says that if you have no plans to move it, it's automatically batel. But if one has plain teven, like our Mishnah, maybe Rabbi Yossi would agree. Maybe Rabbi Yossi would agree that it's not memait the area unless there is an explicit bittel. Unless there is an explicit bittel. Good. Tumas mace itself, as we know, in Tumas ohel is based on a pasuk in Chumash. Chalabala ohel v'chol asher ba'ohel yitva shevas yamim. It's a pasuk in Chumash. Touching is also, as we know, is a pasuk in Chumash. What's interesting, we've quoted this in the past, the beginning of Hilchos Tumas mace, the Rambam discusses Tumas masa is not beferish. It's not beferish in the Torah. Right, carrying a dead body without touching it. The Rambam says, "Hames matame b'maga u'b'maso b'ohel, but tumas shiva, it makes you tummy for 7 days. Tumas maga v'ohel mifurashin b'Torah. Maga and ohel are explicit in the Torah. Shine emar, it says in Chukas, hanogeya b'mes l'chol nefesh adam v'tamei shivas yamim hanogeya. If you touch a dead body, v'nemar kalabala ohel v'chol asher b'ohel yitma shivas yamim. Right, touching a dead body and the ohel of a dead body. What about tumas masa? What about carrying?" That's Torah Shebal Peh. Tumas Masa mipi hashmua. And then the Rambam says, v'kal v'chomer hadvarim. It's a kal v'chomer. What's the kal v'chomer? That carrying a dead body is going to make you tameh. So the Rambam says, im nevela shi tumas erev. Nevela only makes you tameh for 1 day. If I touch a carcass of an animal, v'ne matame ba'ol. Nevela is kal. It only makes you tameh for a day. And it's not matame ba'ol. Metame b'masa, but it says explicitly in the Torah that nevela makes you tummy if you carry it. Shenemar v'anosi es nivlasam hameis l'kol shekein. So a dead body, which makes you tummy for 7 days and makes you tummy, ba'ol, surely which should be make you tummy through masa. Uman nevela shem maga tumas erev metame masa tumas erev. And just like nevela, we compare the maga and the masa. The maga is tumas erev, and the masa is tumas. Erev, so too by the mace, afamesh, shemago tumas shiva, maso tumas shiva. So to the mace, it's tumas shiva. So tumas masa is based on a Torah Shebal Peh. Ein tumas masa b'mace midivrei sofrim ela din Torah, but it's a din daraisa. It's a din daraisa. And then the question that's asked by the mefarshim, by the Kesef Mishnah here, is it's based on a kal v'chomer from Nevela. But ain onshin min hadin. You can never give a punishment based on a kal v'chomer. So how could you ever give a punishment, let's say, if somebody is matame tumas masa and then goes into the base of Mikdash, would we punish them? That would be a punishment based on a kal v'chomer. So the Rambam says, the Kesef Mishnah says, it's not really a kal v'chomer. It's not really a kal v'chomer. V'yira li, shezesh shasak mimena ha, because he has this comparison. That which the Pasuk says, shazam yinu hakasav, kedarash shasak b'isra bas, in Parshas, Achremos. It lists off all of the Arias. It says a granddaughter is Usser. That's one of the Arias. Doesn't say daughter. Doesn't say daughter. Chazal say, we learn it now. If a granddaughter is an Arias, so a daughter too. So the Rambam says, just like the Torah doesn't say Isra Abbas. Lefisha Usser Beferish Avila Basa Bas. Fisha Sakmi Isra Achilas Basa Bechalav. And also the Torah doesn't tell us that you're not allowed to eat Basa Bechalav. It just says you're not allowed to cook Basa Bechalav. So too, the Torah just says you're not allowed to, doesn't say Tumas Masa, because it even says Tumas Ohel. So what does that comparison mean? So the Kesef Mishnah says, the Rambam is telling Kal V'chomer. It's not really a Kal V'chomer that If Nevela Kavachomer, it's what we call a Gilui Milsa. It's included within. Kavachomer is an external factor. Included within, meaning, what are the examples? Granddaughter is usher. So it's not Kavachomer that daughter would be usher. Included in the issue of granddaughter is daughter. Because a granddaughter is an outgrowth of daughter. Basar b'chalav. Cooking basar b'chalav is an outgrowth of eating basar b'chalav. It's an expansion of that iser. And tumas masa is step one. Tumas ol is an expansion of that. It's even wider than that. So it's not really a kavachomer. It's what the Kesef Mishnah calls a gilui milsa. That's a little bit about tumas ol, the relation to tumas ol, tumas masa, and tumas maga. But that's the context of Rabbi Yossi brought up here. So again, the Gemara says, 2 days in the Gemara, whether our Mishnah is against Rabbi Yossi, or it could be even like Rabbi Yossi. And now the Gemara adds, if you explicitly have in mind something, then you could undo what objects are normally used as. Yesh tevin shehuka afar v'afar shuka tevin. Sometimes straw could be like dirt, and dirt could be like straw. Tevin shein asa lefanoso. If you have straw that you're never ever going to move, hariyuka afar, then it's like dirt. And it's memale, and it's mevatel itself there, and whatever halacha, whatever context you're talking about, tumas oel or mechitzas in our case. Va'afar shazal lefanoso, and if you have dirt, let's say if you have put dirt down, but you have kavan, next week you're going to move the dirt. Hariyuka tevin. So then it's like tevin, which is normally moved. Good. Says the Gemara. The base Rabbi Yanai Amri, chipo b'machtzalios bitel. What if you have straw? Remember this in our Mishnah, what did it say? If the pit is full of straw, it's meaningless. It's not filled in. But says Rabbi Yanai, but if you covered that straw with mats, then it is. Then you're showing that it's going to stay there, and therefore bitel, that's good enough. And now again, the pit is not called a mechitza, a hefsik, and the chaseros could make one erev. Isa Chami, the Gemara says, not true. Isa Chami, look for a second. Milu machzelios lo bitel. If you filled up the whole pit with mats, that wouldn't be called a bitel, because right, because you don't leave mats there, you take the mats out. So if you filled up the whole pit with mats, it wouldn't be considered a mevutel there. Chipo machzelios bitel. So if you just put one on top, it is called bitel. That's enough to show that you're not going to take the straw, right? So that's the Gemara is not so happy. Again, this Shita, Rebbe, the Gemara says, I don't think that Beis Rabbi Yanai is correct. If you put one machzelet on top of the straw, I don't think that's going to change anything. Good. Milo charios tzricha. What about branches? What if you filled the pit with branches? So branches are sometimes used for firewood, but maybe you're going to want to leave them there. Right, so what's the halacha with branches? Right, the Pnei Moshe, right across from where we are, writes the Tut Stadim. Havadei tzricha lemibai. The ikal ameimar. One might say shenasan osam sham kedei listom achritz. Maybe you put it there to close up the ditch, because you don't want to have this big hole next to your chatzer. V'ikal ameimar nami shasal lefanos v'litlon leitzim. Right, va'achi yevatal osam beferish. So the Gemara says tzricha, which is the Yerushalmi's teku. Right, unclear. Tzricha l'tzarachian. Tzarachian, we don't have an answer to that question. Rabbi Zrika, Rabbi Yami, B'shem Rabbi Lakish, Afilu Rok. Even Rok, saliva, some type of putrid water. Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky explains. Putrid water, even though you can't walk on there, right? You can't, right? It's just water, but that is enough to remove the fact that the charitz is, it's as if it's full. The charitz is full of something. So if it's full of something, so it's not called 10 tzvachim deep, in between, and therefore, it's not called a mechitza. This charitz and the chatzeros are united. The chatzeros are united. Period. Afar, interesting, Avram Avinu said that he was afar va'efer. Remember that he is, when he was talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu about Shechem, he says, I'm a nothing, I'm a nobody, but I have to say something. So he uses the lashon of afar va'efer. Afar, like we have in our Gemara here, dirt, and efer, which is ashes, says the Beis Halevi. Hishpil atzmo b'shnei aksavos. He uses both of these to offer their opposites. Afar me'olam lo haya botsura chashuva. Afar was never anything. Dirt was never anything. Dirt doesn't have a past. Rak yachol lakabel tsura chashuva. Yacholom lizroa bo v'yigadu kol atzmachim. But it has a future. You could plant in there. You could put seeds in the dirt. Ola ases menu kli chashuva. You could form it into a kli. Take an earthenware. The afer, ashes, is the opposite. Ashes has a past, but doesn't have a future. Mikodem hayabotsura, raksha ata en yahalasas menu ma'uma, de eno bar gibol, vagam eno magadot smachim. So Avram Avinu, his expression of humility was saying, Hashem, I'm a nothing. I have no past. I have no future. I have no past like Afar. I have no future like Afar. So he says, Me'olam lo haya davar chashuv, v'gam ein omi lios davar chashuv. That's the Beis HaLevi. And then he adds the Gemara in Chulin that says, Bischus Avram Avinu, saying Afar ve'Afar, he was the Jewish people were zochet to the Afar Sota and the Afar Paraduma. The dirt from the bottom of the Beis HaMikdash is put into the Sota water, and the Afar that's mixed in with the Paraduma. So why is that Mida Keneged Mida? Afar, remember what it was, Afar? Afar has a past and no future. Afar Paraduma gives somebody a future. They're Tame now, and you use the Afar, the Paraduma, and you sprinkle it on somebody, and now they have a future. Afar, what's Afar? Afar had no past, but had a future. The Afar Sota clarifies the past so that the past becomes clearer and therefore the husband and wife can get back together. V'Afar Sota hu levarer shahaisem ikodem tahoradata v'shteyem hei mida k'neged mida. Beis HaLevi, there in Brachos. Okay, we continue. Says the Mishnah, Nasa Alav Nasa, what if you have this big ditch? You have this big ditch between, again, 10 tefachim deep, 4 tefachim wide, so it separates the chatzeros. But what if you put a plank across that you could walk across? If you have a plank that's 4 tefachim wide, so it's comfortable to walk across. You have two porches, the opposite each other, either on opposite side, the same side, but either way, if you have the plank that's comfortable to walk across, then that connects the chatzeros or the porches, and you can make one or two. Now it's your choice. It's connected enough to make one. But if you want to make two, you could also make two. Pachos mikan, but if it's less, what's the it? It's less. Pashup shot, the plank is less. If the plank is much smaller and thinner, so it's not comfortable to walk across, pachos mikan marvin shayim ve marvin echad, then you just make, then you still make two. It's still considered separate. Says the Gemara. Really, we have two versions of the last line. Is tani marvin shayim ve marvin echad. One line says if it's less, then you have to do two, like our Mishnah has. But another gear says that one and not two. So, the one who says that do two and not one, that's understanding the pachos mikan is going on the board. Meaning if the board is four tefachim wide, then that's comfortable and that connects the two. But if it's not four tefachim wide, then you discount it and that's why the chatzeros are separate. You have to make two. Man demar ma'arvin echad ve'im arvin shnayim. What about, but the other girsa? No, you have to do one and not two. Pachos bikan b'chalal. No, that pachos bikan there, it must mean, according to that girsa, it's less than 10 tefachim deep. Or it's the whole thing is less than 4 tefachim wide. So if that's true, then the chatzeros are considered unified. And you could just make one. Good. Masbein. Next, suggestion of a structure in between two chatzeros. You have a huge haystack, a masbein for the word tevin, a huge haystack that you're going to use, let's say on Shabbos, in between two chatzeros. So is that mafsik between the chatzeros? Masbein shebein shtei chatzeros gavo asar tefachim. So if it's 10 tefachim high, 4 tefachim wide, or even not, it doesn't have to be 4 tefachim wide. Remember, like the Miri's comment, right? If it's you have a haystack that's 10 tefachim tall. Then it's a machitza. Marvin shtayim ve'im marvin echad. Then you have to make two erivs because it's considered separate. Elu and not only that, but you could eat from this haystack. Elu machilim mikan uvelu machilim mikan. We're not choshesh that it's going to become less than 10 tefachim as you eat it. It's okay. Elu machilim, you can give your animal food from this side and they can get it from that side. No worries. Nisma'e tateven me'asara tefachim. But if the teven then gets less than 10 tefachim, I'll add, before Shabbos. Because if it's on Shabbos, we say, once it's mutter, it's mutter. But before Shabbos, so then, marvin echav, marvin shtayim. If it's less than, then you don't have to 10 tefach mechitza between the chatzeros, and therefore you only make one erev. Period. Amar Rebbe Lazar, keni masnisa, our Mishnah is understood as, right, we said if you have this big, tall haystack, 10 tefachim between the two chatzeros, you can each take from each side. Says Rabbi Lazar, elu mamalim kupasan mikan umachilan, ve'elu mamalim kupasan mikan umachilan. They can each take their pail and fill it up and bring food to their animals. So we don't realize this by just reading the Yerushalmi, But this, Rabbi Elazar, is going against the Shita of Rav Huna. Rav Huna, in the Bavli, on Daf Ayin Tes, right after this Mishnah, Rav Huna says, you're not allowed to go and take from this hay. You can let your animals go. You can let your animals go and munch on this hay, this big tall haystack. But you cannot yourself go with your hands and take stuff off and then put it in your pail and give it to the animals. Amar Rav Huna, Ayin Tes Aman Aleph. Ubilvad shelo yitim l'to kupaso v'yachil. You can't do it. Why not? Why not? Gemara doesn't say. Rashi, there has two deis. Rashi, Ayin Tes Aman Aleph. And the Karbon Eidah quotes this. Number one, because if you take, your animals are going to take, we don't think they're going to take so much. But if you start taking a lot of straw off, that's a real shash that it's going to end up being less than 10 tefachim, and then the whole thing is going to be, and even though keeping the hutra, right, the Ritva says here, the Rashba says here, still so what? Still so what? We know if it was good when Shabbos started, so it's good. So what? So you'll take a lot and it'll end up being less than 10 tefachim. What's the problem? So the Rashba quotes the Ravid, you still shouldn't do that lechatchila. Even if you say, if something happens, we say, keep in the hutra. Once it started, Shabbos has started, right? But you don't do that lechatchila, says the Rashba. Vim tomer, umay chashasha Shabbos, all the hutra. Rav Huna gufe isle hachin. V'tirei taravid to become makom, tzorach lizar shalo yavol u'deikach. You don't want to run into a situation where you have to rely on that. Number one. The Ritva says, maybe this Shabbos keep in the hutra, but you might rely on it next Shabbos. Right? Because if you're so used to having this mechitza, that's the problem. So it's not kiva docho hucha is for this Shabbos. But for the next Shabbos, that's the problem, says the Rebbe. The Chayshin on the Shabbos was acherim dolo maski adatayu. That's the Ritva. Okay. So that's all number one in Rashi. Right? Why is it? Again, Rav Huna says in the Bavli that you can't go take your pails and fill it up and give food to your animals. You can only just let your animals go by themselves, right? Our Gemara right here in the Yushalmi, Rabbi Elazar says, no, you can even fill up your pails, right? So what's the problem? Why does Rav Huna limit it? Either A, he's worried that, you know, you might take too much, right? Which, again, and therefore Rabbi Elazar would say, this is how the Karbon Eidah explains it. Rabbi Elazar's not worried about that. Rabbi Elazar's not worried that he's going to get less than 10. Or even if he is, keeping the hutra, he's not worried about the others. Number two, muksa. Number two, Rashi says, Muksa, if you make this tall haystack in between, lo yita dokubaso mishum de muksa me esmo la mechitza zu. You were maksa it for this mechitza. So that's Rav Huna. Again, how do you get out of that? I wasn't maksa it for the mechitza. I was planning to use it for mechitza and to give to my animals. Right? So that's what the two suggestions of Rashi there on Daf Ayin Tes to explain Rav Huna, but again, Rav Elazar here is more makel. Again, the sugya of tivin de hutra is a big one. We could talk about it, but we'll continue now. We'll see if there's time later. Amar Rav Chagai, Karavina and Yasvin kumei Menachem. When we were sitting in front of Menachem, Havina and Amrin, we used to say that no. The question, the issue of eating too much from this big tall haystack is not about what you think it is. Shalot Tomar Inu Kososer Ohalim. It's not about the destroying of a mechitza. Ela kisomech ohalim. The issue that we're worried about is that it's going to support. Why? Shemhaya hateven merudad. What's going to happen? Let's say you have this big, tall straw wall in between the chatzeros. You're going to go there. Your animal had been there half an hour ago. All of a sudden, you're going to see the straw all over the place. It's a mess. So what are you going to do? You're going to make it neat, pick up the straw, and then put your pail there. And you're going to make a new mechitza. Maybe if it's all scattered down, you're going to make a new mechitza. And so it's going to be bona, not so sir. Shemaya hateven merudad shusom cholitzidi akupa. If it's flattened out, you're going to put the pail next to the ground. And that's why you can't bring a pail. Because you might come use it to support. Might use it to support. That's what the Karbon Eidah says on top. Shemaya hateven mufuzar al haaretz bechatzer som cholitzidi akupa shehe medubak umunach bechozek begova. And that's what we're nervous about. Okay. Revoshia boi. What if you want to make a separation between the two chatzeros? Privacy, you want to make separate. So what do? You take a chair, and then you put a sheet over a chair, a bench, let's say. Is that good enough? Right, let's say that the sheet is, the bench could probably be 10 tefachim high, and then you put the sheet over it. Are we nervous that maybe, is that good? Or no, maybe you might move the chair or the bench in the middle of Shabbos. Right, so, aso l'sad v'sam l'chise mahu. So, is that good enough? Right? Says the Karbon Eidah, fourth line. Mi chayshinon duma yitol hakise, become a taltel, bechatzar oseres. You might take the kise and then it'll be a problem. Because you didn't make a riff. Oh, Dilma, keicha d'shari b'teven, what did besad the kisei? Or do we say, no, just like the teven, so to the sadan and the kisei, and the Gemara answers, nemar kan l'shov and nemar kan l'shov. So there's a big difference between the two. By teven, you might leave there. A chair, you're not going to leave there for so long. You want to use a chair. And therefore, there is a chash, therefore you can't use the chair with the sheet over it. Tani, mas bein shbein shei chaseros. Get a symbol, you have this big haystack between two chaseros. But it seems like from here, the chaseros have their own entrance. Let's say there's a door to get to the area where the haystack is. The haystack is between the two, but each chatzer has an area that they could go into, as you'll see. Each of the chatzeros on the sides could go through their doorway and go partake of the haystack. And now, if it ever gets to less than 10 tvachim, before Shabbos, then they're not allowed. Then if it's less than 10 tvachim, then it's not called a hefsika machitza. Therefore, this area is jointly usable to each chatzer. So whenever anything is jointly usable, you have to have an eruv. Lefichach, therefore, if it was dismayed before Shabbos and no eruv was made, what do you do? Imratza echa mehem listomes pischo levata reshuso. Who wants to have a chavir mutter? So what can you do? We learned earlier, remember, Beish Hillel says you can even do this on Shabbos, that a person could be mevatel reshuso. One of the chatzers could say, I'm closing my door, I'm out of here. Don't worry about me. And if he does that, and he's mevatel reshuso, then the other guy could use the area where the haystack is, because he's out. V'chein, switch the word to bias. That's what the Charban Eidah does. Bias rein sheikh chatzeros. Same kind of thing. If you have a house between two chatzers, and one of them, they didn't make an eruv, so one of them could say, I'm closing my door, I'm being mevatel reshuso, and you could use the house, that's fine. What do you see from these allowances? Hada amra. One is mevat lemichatzer lechatzer. Not only could you make an erev chatzeros within the people of one chatzer, but what do you, or mevatel to the people of your chatzer, but we just saw from here, one chatzer can be mevatel, there is just another chatzer. Number one. Right? We take out the word ein. Hada amra afilo ervu. And this applies even if no erev was done. You know, you might have said, explains the Karban Eidah, you know, Bittul Rishus is only for people who are caught in a quandary. It's like Shas HaTchak. If you could have made an Eruv, then make the Eruv. No, here you see. They could have made an Eruv, but they didn't. You can still do Bittul Rishus. V'hada Amra, afilo kivnu. Even if they weren't planning on relying on this Bittul, it's okay. Hada Amra, ein shnei Rishuyos, mishtamshes v'rishus achas. We also see from here, if you have any type of joint Rishus, then it's a problem until you do Bittul or Eruv. Hada Amra, also, you see, Lezeb HaPetzach, Shnei HaMasurim. The problem here is that they each have equal doorways going to the yard. So one of them has to be Mevatel and close up shop. But let's say, what's the diuk? Let's say one of these chatzeros is like the main one that uses this area. The main one, it's open, has a very easy doorway to get in. And the other one, it's a very difficult to get to this middle area. Then we would say that the one that has easier passage is automatically the one that we ascribe the middle area to, and the other one is usher. It's like an automatic bit of rishus. Good. This is like a quote from the Brisa earlier. Same thing with a house between two yards. Then also we would say that if you have one of the yards could say, okay, I'm out of here, I'm closing up my door, and I'm being mevatel the rishus. The Gemara just says, Deloka Rabbi Meir. That's against Rabbi Meir. Shita, de'amar beisanol p'usher. We'll see later on that Rabbi Meir holds a house without people is still oser in a chatzer. Let's say people went away for Shabbos. Their house is still oser, Rabbi Meir holds. So the Gemara says if a house would be oser, so if the people are there and the door is just closed, that for sure wouldn't be good enough. So the Gemara is assuming that this brisa would be against Rabbi Meir. Okay, there's a lot more to talk about, but we have to do the Mishnah because there's what to say on the Mishnah. Ketza mishtatfim b'mavi. So how do you do a shita mavos? Right, the Ritva points out, there's no Erev Chatzeres Mishnah like this, because it's basically the same thing. It's just that Erev Chatzeres, you have to use bread, and Shita Mavos, you could use other things. You take a barrel, and you say, you take your own barrel, but you say, I hereby designate this wine barrel on behalf of all the people of the Mavui. But you have to be mezaka it to someone else, or else it's not called leaving your Rishus. Right, you have to do a transaction. So how do you do that? You have to give it to somebody, your neighbor, anybody. You could also give it to your older children. your older children, or your Jewish servants, or your wife. Aval eino mezake, you can't give it to somebody who basically has the same bank account as you. Lo ayde bino bito aktanim, velo ayde avdo v'shivchas v'akananim, b'bnei sheyadon ki yado. Major machlokas rishonim. Rabbeinu Tam, right here in Tosfos Zayin Tes. It says here, the difference between a gadol and a katan. Is that age, or is that financial independence? Right? That is a major, that's a machlokas elsewhere. The question is, does that machlokas also apply here? Is it the same issue? Or does it really go by age? That's a machlokas Rabbeinu Tam versus the Ramban. And maybe we'll start with that next time. And both of them are quoted in Shulchan Aruch. And we'll start also with the amazing Gra comment on that sugya that we will get to. Okay, we'll stop here.